Hello, engineering. This is Gary.
Hey Gary, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I was trying to get contact with you. I called, earlier of June. I know I spoke with someone, but they mentioned you're out with your shoulder surgery. I hope
Yep.
everything's doing everything's okay.
Slower than I'd hoped, but it's coming along.
Oh, well, good. It was good to hear. Yeah, I was trying to, like I say, get in touch with the business at that time. We sent some offers out. We do equipment financing and working capital. And, we had you pre-approved based off some financing you did with Direct Capital in the past. So yeah, I just wanted to see what kind of plans you had lined up this year, where you might need some financing.
Yeah, I'm not sure at this point. I mean, I'm not looking for any advance money. I may or may not buy a couple pieces of machines or a couple of machines. I bought six, I think, so far this year.
Oh wow. Is
Yeah.
that are you like building or growing this year, or is this pretty typical you buy
Yeah.
them?
No, we're really growing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, what kind of machines are you thinking about adding on?
I'm thinking about another. I bought two track skid steers this year, but I'm thinking about buying another one, a little track loader.
Yeah, real track skid steers. Are they
Yeah.
like the Bobcats or John
Yeah,
Deeres?
but yeah, buy a. Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to buy next is a Bobcat. I bought a couple of Komatsus that are a little bit bigger. Use something a little smaller.
Right. So with Komatsu, yeah. Or yeah, I know those John Deeres or the Bobcats are actually, they're pretty like standard, but
Yeah, they
we
are.
had this one guy that had a couple and they actually had an enclosed one that had an
Yep.
AC. It's
Yep.
pretty crazy they do that now.
Yeah, it is. And it's sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you feel a little claustrophobic in there.
Right, yeah,
It's
depending on what
hard to
you're.
see and all that stuff, but the front door's removable, so at least that helps.
Right, exactly, depending on what you
Yeah.
guys are getting into. That's great. And I mean, do you are these gonna be you're adding on or replacing with them?
Adding on.
Adding on, that's great.
Yeah,
And
so.
yeah, so are these so you're just expanding your fleet? I mean, it sounds like you're
Yeah,
growing.
I'm expanding my fleet.
That's great. Did you have any more line
Well,
like
I'm not sure. Like I said, I may. I'm kind of regrouping now after shoulder surgery, getting back in and seeing
You're right.
where are we with all our projects. We've got a lot of stuff going, so I'm in the group regrouping phase. But to be honest, I get so many emails.
I'm sure.
I don't remember yours. If you want to send it to me again, you can.
Yeah, what's a good email address for you over here? I had it on file, I'm pretty sure, but
It's
for some reason.
GAOGLE at doubleoengineering.com, all spelled out. DOUBLEO engineering.com.
Oh, double O engineering. Okay.
Yeah.
.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll send you, an email, just some highlights of our programs, as well as my contact info, in case, it does come up. And I mean, do you have a timeline on when you might be looking at adding these
Well, I'd
on
want
or?
to be doing it this summer.
Oh, so pretty
So,
soon.
next month or two.
Yeah. And do you have like a vendor already lined up that you usually work
No,
with?
I actually have, no, I don't have, I look around at different vendors, so I actually don't. I bought equipment out of Seattle, bought a couple excavators out of Seattle earlier this year, and
Oh
I bought a skid steer out of Florida and one out of Louisiana, and I
So
know there's a guy in San Francisco has a skid steer that I wanted to look at, but I just haven't been able to with my shoulder, so
right.
haven't picked a vendor yet.
Yeah, well, that's great that you like to shop around and get the best
Yeah,
deal.
that's what I've been doing. It's just trying to, rather than go to one place and see what they have, go find the machine I want.
Right, exactly. And have you gone to Well, obviously, you've gone to other states, but did you just take kind of side trips as you go, or is it strictly business up there?
Oh no, it's strictly business.
Yeah, I hear you. That's
No
good.
time.
No time. I know. I hear you. Did you do anything for the holiday weekend, or
No, I didn't. I
no?
rested. I worked two
Rested.
days. I worked Saturday and yesterday, so that was my
Wow.
weekend, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely, can help you out, if you were looking. And are you just adding on one, or you said a couple?
I might add a couple.
A couple, okay.
Yeah. So we'll see
Yeah.
what I find.
Right. So right now you're just in the process of searching for it, and
Yeah, I am, but like I said, right now I'm catching up what's happened work-wise, trying to get back.
Right. Get back on track. Okay, and do you usually work with your local bank when you do this? Or
it depends. It varies. Sometimes, you know, like a bank in Seattle, that vendor financed my excavators there. And so it just depends on where I buy it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so, like, it just, yeah, it varies for you. So, obviously, just want to get the best deal.
Yep.
And, yeah, who do you bank with over there?
New Resources.
New Resources?
Yeah,
okay.
New Resource Bank.
New Resource Bank. Okay. And do you have, like, lines of credit with them that you use for the equipment, or
no,
do you?
No, I don't. Just depends on where I find the equipment. A lot of times people that sell them offer it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you're the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, with that, you being 100% owner, and we have multiple programs because we are, you know, a private business bank, and we do equipment financing, and we also do working capital as well, and we can, you know, free up the 10 to 15%. Yeah. I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and send you, you know, some info, and then you said you're just trying to find a piece and get this going for you.
Like I said, it's not my top priority. I'm trying to catch up with work right now. As soon as I catch up with work, then I'll get into that.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll send you that email, and also send you, you know, what we need to get an answer for you, and, you know, we can at least see what we could do for you and shop around with confidence as well.
Just shoot it over to me and I'll take a look at it.
All right, sounds good. It won't be a good time to, you know, follow up with you over there, Gary. So I'm not bugging you.
Couple of weeks.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I'll send over about 15 minutes.
Thanks. Right. Bye.
Thanks, bye.